This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome here, or welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers. I have a case of the Silly Goose Syndrome today. I have recorded trying to say Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers a few times and my tongue kept getting tied. So here we go. I'm here. Bear with me and my Silly Goose Syndrome today. We are talking about the beauty of uncertainty and why the unknown is the only constant. When I was traveling in my 20s and when I was living in Spain, I fell in love with the idea of uncertainty. I was a 20-something, broke, backpacking, one-way ticket traveler, and I fell in love with the leap. With jumping off the cliff, with not having a plan, with knowing that everything would work out, with trusting myself, with trusting the universe, and with putting my entire being into the universe's hands, knowing that everything would work out for me. As I've grown and as I've matured and as I've experienced the quantum crumble of 2022 to 2024, the uncertainty no longer means adventure, moving to a new city, not knowing where I'd sleep, having a one-way ticket, and landing in a new city with no plan. Now, a decade later, uncertainty and moving through losing things that I thought would last, watching entire identities burn, I've learned a different kind of uncertainty, the kind that isn't glamorous, the kind that shakes your nervous system until it rewires you. And that's what we're talking about today, the holy ache of the unknown and the quiet strength that comes from surrendering to it. Sociologist Hartmut Rosa from Germany, who is an incredible human, I highly recommend you look up his work, I will link it down below, says the modern world trains us to equate predictability with safety. We measure worth by control. Controlled schedules, controlled outcomes, controlled identities. But in his book, Resonance, and in his other book, which is also amazing, The Uncontrollability of the World, he writes that control is the opposite of resonance. When everything is planned, nothing can surprise us. And without surprise, there's no aliveness. And we want certainty as humans. We have been trained to look for danger, to look for threats, to look for anything that is going to try to saber-tooth tiger kill us. But now that we don't live in that kind of world, we are presented and confronted and surrounded by a totally different type of uncertainty. In physics, this is called entropy, the constant drift towards change. So like an ice cube melting is entropy. The change of state of water from frozen to liquid is entropy. In Buddhism, it's anicca, impermanence. Different languages for the same truth, and everything is moving, everything is changing. Change is the only constant in the universe. So if we know this, why do humans cling so desperately to certainty, to knowing, to having a plan, to knowing what's coming next, to having our GPS on so we know exactly where to turn? Like, how did we used to get around? How did we used to make friends or meet friends when we had no cell phones and we were like, I'm standing at this corner at 7 p.m. Come meet me. We have lost this fluidity and connection and trust that things will just happen, that when we get in our car and we drive somewhere, if we get lost, we pull over at a gas station and we ask directions. Now we cling to GPS. We don't even learn the route because we use maps so often that they get us there that we don't even pay attention to the route. And I've been so curious about this lately and about the personal manifestation and maturation of how I view uncertainty in my life, especially after the last 3 years, because I was filled with so much uncertainty, uncertainty of when my dad was dying, uncertainty of how my health was going to be, uncertainty of literally everything in my life was uncertain. And I was laughing because I recently went back into the Wayback Machine, and I talked about this in my newsletter a couple weeks ago, but I went into the Wayback Machine in the internet. If you haven't heard of that and you want to see a website from way back, I highly recommend it. But I used to have a blog called Good Morning Flamingo, when I was living in Spain. And it wasn't a travel blog like, go here, pay this, take this train. It was my soul. It was my heart on my sleeve. It was my exploration of myself now that I was out alone in the world doing this wild, crazy thing. And I wrote one of my blog pieces called The Beauty of Uncertainty. And I went back and read it because I was pulling all of these blog pieces off of the Wayback Machine to save them. And now that I'm working on another writing project, details coming soon, I wanted to remind myself of my path, of my journey, of my roots, of where I came from, of when I started writing and when I started really exploring this whole spiritual experience. And I was taken aback with how much I romanticized uncertainty and how different my view of uncertainty is now that I've experienced something that rattled me to my core, that was wrought with uncertainty. And this brought me to Dr. Gabor Mate's work and the nervous system versus the unknown. He says the body's first need isn't happiness, it's safety. Your brain doesn't care if it's happy. Your brain cares if it's safe. You experience the world through your nervous system, not your eyes, not your brain, not your senses. And it is so incredible when you start thinking about this, because safety doesn't come from control. It comes from connection. Uncertainty lights up the limbic system like an alarm. Cortisol spikes, muscles tighten, control patterns kick in, you start freaking out, you start looking around for threats, and you start looking around for something that is safe and something that is certain. And if control doesn't come from safety, it comes from connection, then what is it that we're connecting to when we feel seen, heard, attuned to? Our whole body exhales. Certainty is a really poor substitute for safety. And I learned that the hard way. During my quantum crumble years, I tried to plan my way out of panic. I tried to control every little thing around me because my internal world and my external world felt so out of control. I was obsessed with cleaning. I wanted clutter gone. I was just in this realm of really trying to control absolutely everything because there was so much that I couldn't control. I tried to plan my way out of panic, and it did not work. Safety did not come from the plan. It came from the moment I said, I don't know, and that's okay, but I trust. And I've moved from this is fine when things are clearly not fine to I trust. And that sentence, I trust, re-regulated my entire nervous system. It allowed me to bring my shoulders away from my ears, my tongue off the roof of my mouth, unclench my jaw, and just say, okay, I can't control the outcome anyways. I cannot control what is going to happen with my dad. And I'm pretty sure I know where this is going. Obviously he's dead, but like at the time. And so rather than spend so much energy, so much worry, so much stress towards the uncontrollable, towards an outcome that I couldn't change anyways, I started releasing my grip. And this paradox of control is something that we all grapple with. We are all in a state of wanting to control everything with schedules and plans and systems and methods and structures. All of these containers within which we want to exist actually give us the illusion that we are in control, and we are never in control. And the moment that we feel out of control, we freak the fuck out because we don't have that grip, that anchor on reality that we really want. But control is a mirage. The mind builds to avoid vulnerability because life is uncertain. Life is a wave. It is not something that we know. It's not something that we can depend on, that we can predict. Even in predictive astrology, quote unquote, I was listening to Colin Bedell from Queer Cosmos, who I've talked about a few times, talk about how the entire astrology community on social media is obsessed with predictability, with predictive astrology, because people are in a state of feeling so out of control in life that we want to have some semblance of control, some forward thinking, someone somewhere telling us, this is going to happen at this time. This is what you can expect. But life is unexpected. Things just happen. We cannot, will not ever know exactly what's coming. Uncertainty isn't a flaw. It is. It just is. It's not something to fix. It's not something to try to put into a box. It is pure potential. And as humans, that makes us really uncomfortable. But somewhere deep down, the universe is telling us to trust ourselves. We internally are begging for safety. And that safety doesn't come from control. It comes from surrender. And surrender is scary as fuck because it feels like if I stop doing all of this, if I let go, if I release my grip, then what's going to happen? I'm going to slide down this mountain and I'm going to lose everything. I was talking about this in last week's full episode when I admitted to myself and the world that I was obsessed with healing. And that if I did surrender and stop doing the most, because I was trying to control literally everything, that if I stopped doing everything, that I would crumble, that everything that I was doing would stop working. But it turns out that nothing was working and I was overloading my system and I was putting too much stress. The stress of the control itself was probably worse than all of the physical symptoms that I had. There's a Zen proverb that I have been playing with: let go or be dragged. Let go or be dragged. So why do we hold on to that rope when the horse is running down the street or we're tied to a car? Why do we want to hold on and suffer through all of those bumps, through the scrapes, through the rocks, through the potholes, through the puddles, when we could just let the fuck go? I don't want to be dragged. Dragged by my resistance, dragged by my sense of insecurity. I want to soften, and I learned to soften. And this year has been illuminating in so many ways because it has pushed me past edges that I didn't know existed, beyond what I thought that I could possibly handle, beyond the capacity that I thought, beyond the resilience. And it has brought me back to myself, back to my surrender, my trust, my softness, my depth. And when I stopped trying to fight that current, I realized that that softness was so much stronger than I ever realized it could be. Steel breaks under pressure. Water can flow through it. Real power is fluid. It is not in these power trips where we control everyone and everything around us. It's when we allow, it's when we surrender, it's when we trust. When I was traveling around in my 20s, uncertainty was romantic. Now it's sacred. It is something that I respect fiercely because it's no longer representing the open road. Now it's my open heart. To be patient, to understand that this is the way, that what I was doing before is only going to keep me stuck and small. When I think of uncertainty now, it's shape-shifting, it's unpredictable, it's always birthing something new. It's not here to scare me. It's here to start sculpting me, to show me what's possible. And that was the piece that I was missing in the past 3 years, that I didn't know what was possible. I had only equated uncertainty to the beauty of packing my backpack, booking a one-way ticket, and saying, I trust, I'll figure it out. The universe has my back. But now, and this isn't as cynical as it sounds, but stick with me. The universe does not have my back. The universe does not have anyone's back. The universe reflects me back to myself. The universe is showing me what I am putting out there. The universe is showing me the state of my own nervous system, the state of my own thoughts, to the degree in which I am allowing my thoughts to control me. The universe does not sprinkle individuals with magic because they're good. There is no nice or naughty list. The universe isn't fucking Santa Claus. The universe does have your back as much as you have your own back. So do you have your back? Or are you gripping onto this rope that's being pulled by a speed train and not understanding why life is so fucking hard? Let go or be dragged. I'm so done being dragged. I'm so done feeling like I am at the mercy of life. There was so much out of my control between the years of 2022 and 2024. But I also realized that there was so much that I was allowing. There was so much that I didn't stop. There was so much that I kept perpetuating. And this is where I move into forgiveness for myself. And I know I talked about this last week, but I think it's really worth repeating, because when you get into this place of realization of what you've been doing to hold yourself back, it fucking sucks. Because you have to look in the mirror. You have to realize that I was the one doing this. I was the one putting myself in danger, in blame, in all of these uncomfortable situations. For what? We all have our reasons. I had a million reasons. I'm not going to list them all out, but there were a lot of reasons that I, quote unquote, thought it was right. That I thought what I was doing was right. But what I have come to understand is that there is beauty in this chaos. I just wasn't willing to see it. And I was keeping myself stuck. And when I realized that, I was like, well, shit, like this was all me. Like, of course, the things that were out of my control affected me, but there was something that I could have done to make it less of an impact on myself than I did. And I'm not trying to be hard on myself, but I am also having self-reflection to the point that I don't want to fucking do that again. So if I don't call myself out and call myself in, then I'm going to keep repeating these patterns when life gets hard again, because life is going to get hard again. I mean, that is a guarantee. And that is certain. I know that we're talking about uncertainty, but that is pretty certain. And what I am coming to understand as I'm coming out of this past 3 years, and this whole 2025 is like even more crumbly, because I actually surrendered to the crumble. I let myself melt into that primordial soup that caterpillars go into before they become a butterfly. This whole year is me and my cocoon melting. And my face isn't melting like the fun type when you're at a concert on Molly. My face is melting like super scary, spooky, scary skeletons. My skin is dripping off my skin, or my skin is dripping off my bones. And this is where I need to be. And I'm forgiving myself for all of the ways that I didn't stand up for myself, that I allowed my thoughts to get the better of me, that I allowed the panic that was humming under my skin like electricity, like static, to set the standard, to be my baseline. And that made uncertainty even scarier, because I was gripping to anything. So I gripped to my panic, and I gripped to what I knew, which was stress and anxiety and control. And I have never been like this in my life. I am that go with the flow, probably too much so, you know, recovering people pleaser. And so to be in this place, to be in this state of so much anxiety, so much panic, so much disassociation, so much disconnection, I was truly having out-of-body experiences all the time, because I didn't recognize myself and I didn't want to be in reality. So I would try to like jump out of it, remove myself from the situation, and look at my life like an observer, but not the good kind of observer that we talk about in therapy, that you're like, disconnect from the situation and see what it's serving you. Like, no, I was like disassociating the fuck out of my life. out of my reality, out of what was actually real. And I couldn't conquer the unknown. I couldn't get any strong footing in control. And I couldn't see a way out until I started seeing that control was a cage, and uncertainty and trust and surrender were the key to unlock that. We'll never know what's coming. We can have plans, we can have desires, you can have a 5-year plan, that's great for you, but we don't know what's gonna happen. So rather than plan everything to a T for the future, leave some space for uncertainty. Uncertainty brings play. It brings trust. It brings an openness that allows life to surprise you, paths to cross, chance encounters and synchronicities. You don't need to know what's next. None of us actually do. So if we're stressing about the future, we will never have any certain idea for what's coming. So why do we try? Have goals, have dreams, have desires. Of course, I have many. I have huge ones. I can see, I can visualize where I want my life to go and who I am doing that and what it looks like and viscerally feel it. But that doesn't mean that I have a 10-step plan to get there and I'm going to follow it to a T. That means that I'm going to find and remember the beauty of uncertainty and romanticize my quantum crumble so that I learn from it, so that I don't take it too seriously, so that I can see that there is beauty in everything. And this isn't toxic positivity. This isn't bypassing. This is seeing the duality of life. This is holding grief and joy in the same heartbeat. This is understanding that everything is connected, and that when you try to know what's next, you are wasting precious, valuable energy, and energy is your currency. All you need to know is who you are and where you want to go, who you want to become, and why. Let the universe and your co-creation with it figure out the how. Let the chance encounters come. Leave space for magic. And come back always to trust in yourself, to trust in the universe, to trust in the process, to trust in uncertainty, because you cannot control change. Change is changing. Everything is changing. And there's so much that we don't know. And seriously, we will never. That if you are not living in the present, you are in stress about the future or you are in grief about the past. And neither of those are happening now. So live in the present. Leave space for uncertainty. Romanticize the shit out of your life. Because it is beautiful. And there are so many glimmers amongst the darkness. And there is so much beauty in uncertainty. The dark doesn't want to destroy the light. It makes it shine brighter. And the unknown doesn't end you. It evolves you. So this week, give yourself some space. Get silly goose syndrome like I started with. I have been such a silly goose this past week. And it has been so fun. I was telling my husband, I'm back on my magic carpet ride. I was laughing about something that happened and he was like, are you high? Like, did you take mushrooms? Like, what's going on? I was like, no, I just have silly goose syndrome. Like, I have been through so much that now that I'm back on my magic carpet ride, it is just glorious. And I'm allowing myself to love and to be loved, and to experience life again, and to just flow with the change and uncertainty that is inevitable. And I highly recommend you try it. I'm having a lot of fun over here. I'm always sending you love. Thank you so much for being here with me, for tuning in, for listening, for sharing your thoughts. I love getting your emails and your DMs and your messages. Please keep them coming. Let me know how all of this resonates with you. What is it bringing up in you? What does it remind you of? What aspects of your life are you moving through right now that this is really hitting you? What is your takeaway? I love hearing from you, so please reach out and keep your magic flowing. I'll see you next week. Love, light, and black holes. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.